Ellie, could you talk a little bit about what you studied to be an animator and how the industry has changed over the years?
Yeah, well, I actually studied, the degree I did was graphic design course, which taught you up sort of through every aspect of graphic design, but they looked at graphic design as actually communication design, which is basically just trying to get a message across in a certain way through the use of graphics, you know, graphical methods. So, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean just, you know, text, words on a screen, you know, words on a poster. I mean, people's views of graphic design is usually like posters, advertising, adverts in magazines, but we were sort of made to think of that as just a tiny bit of graphic design. I mean, you can communicate a message through any medium, you know, even sort of almost acting and stuff like that. They really were that, it was really that broad. So, obviously with my love of anime, I chose animation. I mean, it's been something I've been interested in for a long time, and I do 3D computer animation, kind of like sort of Toy Story, but obviously not as good. I was actually the only person on my course doing that, so it was quite a challenge. I had an amazing animation tutor who had got sort of pretty amazing portfolio behind him to help me out, and I think if it wasn't for him, I probably would have torn my hair out years ago, and maybe even quit the course, because there was a big dispute with sort of my views of computer animation, what I was interested in, with the graphic design tutor's views. They were all about deep meanings and you know, messages behind work, and I was actually about learning how to animate well, you know, the techniques of animation. I mean, it's always very important to have the background skills of, you know, ideas, because you can be technically good at something, you can be able to use a computer program brilliantly, but if you don't have the sort of ideas in the background, then you're never going to be able to make a good piece. I mean, I've heard that Pixar, the company who make Toy Story, actually hire actors instead of animators to do their animating. They hire them for their acting skills, and then they teach them how to use the software afterwards. Because actually, you know, that's what it's about. It's making characters act. It's giving whatever it is, whether it's a Coke can or a book. If you want to give that a personality, you've got to think about how are you going to give this inanimate object a personality? How are you going to make it look scared? How are you going to make it look happy? That's what I was interested in, sort of techniques of learning how to do that. So, yeah, it was a struggle, but it was definitely worth it in the end. And I think I'll go on to have a good career in it.